We're into the new week and staring at U.S. equities back to fresh record highs and the U.S. dollar back under pressure. The primary drivers of this latest flow are the news of the U.S. Senate passing a budget plan that would enable the $1.9 trillion stimulus to go through without the need of Republican support. The implication here is that this is what the market should start to expect from the U.S. administration, which should translate to an easier road to additional stimulus whenever needed. Of course, stocks love this news as more stimulus is good for the market, and the U.S. dollar is sold off in turn on the bearish impact from all of the money printing. At the same time, we've also seen more demand for stocks in the aftermath of Friday's soft headline print in the U.S. jobs report, which gives investors another reason to feel good about buying stocks on the lower for longer policy expectation, and another reason to sell the U.S. dollar on the dollar bearish impact on yield differentials. Monday's economic calendar is thin, with only German industrial production and Eurozone investor confidence reads standing out. That's all for now.